Senator, the budget bill passed today. Can you talk to me about that and why you voted the way you did?
Yes, I think it's a very fair budget bill at this point in time, given the circumstances that we have in our Commonwealth with respect to our revenues. I think there are a number of investments that are being made that I strongly support and have been advocating for a long time. Continued investments in K-12 with $100 million. Continued investments to me with the best dollars we spend in early learning programs, $30 million, as well as $25 million additionally in special education. Along with that, we are making investment in job growth and job development, as well as defending and maintaining programs in our human service agencies without draconian cuts along those lines. But also what's important is that we're also taking steps to be able to achieve this with a significant reduction in the amount of money that we're spending. We're limiting our growth this year to less than 1%, 0.6%. That's a significant limitation on our spending growth, and it's something we had to do because we simply didn't have the resources to support something more. So we exercise good balance and good discipline with respect to the investments that we're making in the areas that were important to myself and others, but we're also spending cuts and doing consolidations and mergers in various agencies to help drive down the cost of government in Pennsylvania.
And it seems like this was arrived at in a very bipartisan fashion. Are you really proud of what was achieved today?
Yeah, under the circumstances, I was very pleased that we were able to have a strong bipartisan showing in support of this particular budget. A lot of work went into it. I was pleased to work with our colleagues on both sides of the aisle and both sides of the building, and to be able to put together a budget that I think is appropriate for Pennsylvania right now. Limit spending to less than 1%, 0.6%, which I think is huge, and also investing in the programs that are really important to Pennsylvanians, education, job growth, and human service programs.
And what work still lies ahead, Senator?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What work still lies ahead?
So what we have to do now is we have a spend number, which is $31.996 billion for general fund budget. And now the work is how we're going to continue to pay for that. We already know that, you know, our revenue, the typical revenue from a sales tax, PIT, and the like, generates most of the revenue we need. But we probably have to have a conversation to close out that last $2-plus billion of revenue, how we deal with that. And that'll be the conversation that'll take place. As soon as we leave here today, our folks will begin working on it. We'll have conversations over the weekend to figure out how we're going to pay for that shortfall. But I have every confidence that we're going to be able to do it in a number of days ahead.